After four long years and plus another 12 grueling months, it's finally here. The Games of the 32nd Olympiad. The stage is set. Just under 500 Aussie athletes are in Tokyo chasing gold. But most likely, they'll bring home some bronze and silver too. And hopefully some of that tasty Japanese whiskey. Anyway, we are away. Tokyo 2020 in 2021. 3 hours of top sporting action coming your way. With thanks to the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Test drive the Tucson today. Listeners, take your mark. It's time for the Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch.
Thank you very much, Paddy. We are here for the staggered start now as we get ready for another Olympic day. We welcome to Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch today. Brendan Cowher, thanks to Hyundai. Experience the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click and Buy today. We welcome our listeners through 1170 SEN Sydney, 1620 SEN the Gold Coast, listeners on the SEN app, our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I welcome our man who has just been immersing himself in the Olympic coverage. He has been bronzing himself wherever he can. Brendan Cowher, good afternoon.
G'day, Shugs. Shugsan. I have been burying myself in bronze over the past week, and geez, an exciting time, isn't it? And the Australians just showing that in times of difficulty we have what it takes, don't we? And I think the swimmers, you know, it goes without saying, but Jess Fox in the canoe yesterday was just phenomenal. And I found myself just re-watching it last night over and over again. I'm like, why am I watching this canoe race so often? And I'm not a canoeist.
No.
You know me.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't look at me and go, God, where's Brendan now? He's in the canoe. But I was thinking, what is it? What is it, her determination? Was it the things, you know, with her dad at the end? And then I thought, you know, being in lockdown, I just want a canoe because a canoe resembles freedom.
Yeah.
You know, like if we get out of this thing, we could canoe. So I'm thinking what Gladys should do, she should say, guys, if you put the mask on, stay at home, come by the restrictions to the best of your ability, the sooner you'll be able to go out there and canoe with Jess.
Yes.
You know, and we should use Jess as an incentive for Australian freedom of like, if you do the right thing, you can canoe with Jess.
Brooksy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Fridays.
I know.
Wow.
TGIF.
I know. It's good to be in here. Olympics, Friday. Yeah, she should, Gladys.
Yeah.
You're allowed to go outside your 10Ks if you're in a canoe.
If you're in a canoe. I wonder how many kids now are going to go, Mom, I want to grab a single paddle and jump in that weird single person's boat.
That doesn't tip.
That doesn't tip, exactly.
It doesn't tip. Alex doesn't tip. Our man. Gibbo's got the day off.
Gibbo's got the day off. One day with me and he's out of there.
He's out of there. How are you, amen?
When you said it's Friday, I didn't actually know which day it was. Just doing Olympic coverage, so it's all like blends into one.
It does.
Doesn't it? It's incredible.
It absolutely does. By the way, in fact, you know what? Let's do this. It is the Olympic coverage.
Time now for an Olympics update with thanks to Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. MonarchPainting.com.au.
This is the Olympic update with thanks to Monarch Painting, premium brushes, rollers, trays and tools. Now, Brendan, how did you go at maths at school?
I was really good.
Okay.
Because this is just a surprising thing. I found maths quite creative. My dad's an accountant, so I was 3-4 unit maths.
Well, I was 3-4 unit maths as well.
Yeah.
So therefore, you should handle this assignment very easily. Pen in hand, please.
Yeah.
Write this down.
Yeah.
Medal tally. 9 gold.
Yeah.
2 silver.
9-2.
11 bronze.
Oh, that works out.
Totals how many?
What's that?
How many medals
22.
Is it total? 22. Right? How'd you go at your percentages?
What do you mean? Well, oh, excellent. Yes. Excellent. Yeah. They used to call me Brendan percentages. When I wasn't canoeing.
80% of the time.
80% of the time.
Speaking about percentages, our man Chris Warren, who occupied the studio before us, he has a 100% strike rate of leaving something behind every time he's in. Yesterday he had the phone, you may recall, with the Tinder request.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Today he doesn't know where he's walking because he's left without his glasses.
And do you know, in the singles world, that is an old fashioned move. Because you know, you leave the bra, you leave the wallet, you leave the
reason to go back.
I'm gonna have to come back to Brighton just to pick those. Oh, hello.
Yes.
Are you cooking something?
Here's the daily 308. Come and get my.
Here he is. How we go, Swiper Fox?
Forgetful.
She's right, that one, like yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so that's game on, is it? Yeah. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you this time tomorrow when you forget something else.
My bubble.
Your singles bubble.
He's off for a power walk around Centennial, I think.
He is. Which lane? That's a question.
9-11. It's just great maths, isn't it? 9 gold. Yeah. 2 silver.
Okay, I haven't finished yet.
No, don't.
Okay, so all things being even, what percentage of your medals should be any colour? Gold, silver, bronze. What percentage should be that colour?
What percentage? Well, gold, you want a foundation of gold. Mm. You know, you want to bank upon your gold because that is your glory.
But by the laws of probability, would you say 33.3%, 33.3%, 33.3%? Okay.
Traditionally.
Traditionally. Now, let me ask you the next question. What percentage of the 22 medals are bronze?
50%.
Half. 50%. And what percentage are silver?
10%.
Yeah, just under 10%.
Under 9.
Yeah. So what are you hearing about this?
We have created a monster.
Yeah.
Australia is the bronze dozzy.
Yeah, we've got 22 medals.
And we have found our true athlete in bronze.
Why are we whispering,
by
the way?
Yeah, it's very low.
Our true glory in bronze.
That's right.
We have found who we are in the 2020-2021 Ono Tokyo Olympics.
Do you know what I'm tipping? At Paris?
Bronze.
There will not be a silver. It'll only be gold and bronze.
Bonjour, bronzy!
And what will happen is Australians will win silver and they won't even go up there and accept it.
I don't think you should. If you get silver, send home.
Mail it.
If you get gold, trade. Whatever. I heard a bloke yesterday, I don't know what media he was on, he was saying around my house, we've been saying, I wish you a Merry Titmus, which I thought was wonderfully punchy.
I love
but
that.
Yeah, I think silver is a failure.
Yeah.
Gold, not too bad. Bronze, glory.
Okay, well, you know what gold means? Gold means we get to press play on this because it's happened again.
Gold! Gold, Australia! Gold!
Yeah, we got it today. We got the gold in the women's 100-meter final, the freestyle final. Let's have a listen to this.
Away they go. Emma McKeon, as is typical, an excellent start from her into the water and stroking up into the lead very quickly. Kate Campbell right alongside her. Silver medal position at the moment. Abby Weitzel of the United States has started well. Alexiak just off the pace. Kate looks good, maybe just in the lead here. Emma and Kate, 1 and 2, very close together.
Corey up on the slide here. Emma McKeon turning first, which is where we want to see. Kate Campbell sitting back in third position. She's got a bit of work to do. I'm loving what Emma McKeon's doing here. She's going from strength to strength.
Sjostrom just off the pace at the moment, the world record holder. It is the Australians right up on the pace and the world record line. Emma McKeon in front. Kate coming at her. Kate tiring just a little. Emma's in front. Can she hang on? Can she do it? Yes, she has. The gold medal comes. An Olympic record. This one all on her own.
Oh, they've handled the pressure, haven't they? Ariane came with great expectation. Tick got the job done. Kaylee likewise. And now Emma joins the girls. They have been on fire, the girls. Here's what Emma had to say after her great victory.
Incredible performance from these two wonderful Australian women. Emma, your 8th Olympic medal, but to be a gold individual in the 100 free. Tell us about this moment.
Oh, I can't believe it, honestly. It doesn't feel real. Yeah. I can just feel like my emotions bubbling up now.
You've always been so calm. You're a fairly quiet, shy person, but you've got to be jumping up and down on the inside. What are your emotions like?
I feel like this week's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster, just getting up for your races and then trying to relax again. And so, honestly, my emotions are a bit all over the place right now. And I know all my family are back home watching, and like I felt them with me in my race. So I know like all the support they've given me over all the years of me swimming, and they're part of it all. And mostly my coach, Wally, he's just put so much hard work in. And I honestly wouldn't be here without him. And he's helped me so much through, like, personal things, swimming and everything, so I wouldn't be here without him.
For so long, you've been an awesome swimmer, but we've mainly seen you with the other girls around you in the relay. You know, you've done the fly, the 200. Tell us about the belief that it takes to stand up before 100 free and say, I am the fastest swimmer in the world and I'm going to win this gold medal. Because you've really grown and matured into that mindset, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think more so since that year off from COVID, but even the year leading in to 2020, a big change in my mindset. I made a big change and worked a lot with my psychologist, and honestly, my coach is the biggest thing, Bolly, because he's coached some incredible athletes, and for him to have the belief in me that he has, I'd be stupid to not have the same belief.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations to Emma McKeon, who wins the gold medal. She mentioned the psychologist, and I want to talk a bit later, Brendan, about a certain few words said last night by the Parramatta captain and how that may influence the team. We'll talk about that later, but that was the Olympic update with thanks to Monarch Painting, premium brushes, rollers, trays and tools. So that's the gold all wrapped up, but let's do this.
There's nothing absurd with a third. It's time now for Begging for Bronze with Brendan Cow.
You've been waiting for this moment, haven't you?
Oh, look, I dream in bronze now. Mm. It's all I think about. Ladies and gentlemen of the SEN Sports Entertainment Nonsense community, welcome back to Begging for Bronze. Mm. And more proof overnight that Australia looks best in bronze, drenched in bronze, and that we always will be bound for bronze. People are talking about the great win in that swim. Who won the gold? I can't even remember. who won the gold in that swimming race?
Emma McKeon.
But who came second? Don't know. Who came third? Kate Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Campbell, the latest recruit to the bronzed Aussie squad of 2020-2021 Ono Tokyo Games. Unbelievable race from Kate, and it just shows the way she was at the end of the race to her friend who came first, the way she leaned over and said, "I'm so proud of you."
Yeah.
Do you know what that shows? Is that she didn't care the lady had won gold. She didn't care that the other lady had won silver. She knew where she was. She knew she was bound for bronze, and there was a beautiful camaraderie because there was a part of the race where you thought she probably could win silver, wasn't there?
Well, she was running. It was 1-2 Australia.
It was 1-2 Australia.
Yeah.
What do you think passed through her mind at that point?
Well, I don't think. I know.
You know.
Yeah.
What happened, do you reckon?
Well, we know what happened.
Yeah. She went, forget silver, I'm going for bronze. And she now joins this elite squad of thirds, because there's nothing absurd about a third, ladies and gentlemen. With the head knock from Hawaii, Owen Wright, Jess Fox, Smokey Eyes in the K1, men's 4x100, men's 4x200. Brendan, my namesake, because I love a third in all parts of life. I try to underachieve just that little bit. When I'm looking to peak, I just bring it down a notch, and that's been my career. Brendan Smith in the 400 metres, Emma McKeon in 100, but Rowan Dennis, men's cycling, that nice tight lycra, just pulling him back to a firm third. Two skulls, men's skull, women's skull for bronze. Women's 4x200, and now let's give her another limp third round of applause. Yeah. Kate Campbell, welcome to our squad of 11, the bronzed Aussies.
I've just noticed your shirt today. It says, "Today we are the greatest." So you have saved yourself this moment where we get the package deal, the gold with the bronze.
Yeah, absolutely. And this band, this is a band shirt, and the band is called the Middle Kids.
Oh, there you go.
And if that's not a bronze kid, you know, because I was the third kid, which is, you know, the really talented special one. But the middle kid would have to be the bronze kid, wouldn't they? Because they're a bit forgotten.
Yes, they are.
So I wonder how many middle kids have got bronze medals. But if you look in what's upcoming, listeners, we've got hockey, we've got men's BMX, you've got female rugby union, water polo, the Sharks, the Stingers, this is all pregnant bronze medals coming our way.
Third trimester.
Yeah. Hey, so do you know other countries have really taken on board this begging for bronze? When you look at the medal tally, there is nothing but bronze. So you've got the Ukraine, 4 medals, 4 bronzes.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan, 3 medals, 3 bronzes.
They know.
Egypt, Mexico, Turkey, 2 bronzes.
They know.
2 medals.
Yeah.
So It's a worldwide phenomenon at the moment.
I've got a conspiracy too, by the way. Our flag bearers are who?
You're not going to a protest tomorrow.
Our flag bearers are
Kate Campbell
and Patty Mills. Kate's got the bronze. Yeah. Where are we expected to come in the basketball? Bronze.
Bronze third.
Yes.
And I think we're on tonight. We've lost our scent because we were looking like we could win gold.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
So what did fate deal us? Well, we've lost our big guy. We've lost our centre.
Aaron Bones. Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's right.
Third.
Third.
The Boomers and now the Faders.
Yeah.
And they will be bringing home the Bronze Dozzy. This is great news here at SEN. The Bronze Dozzies, we've now got a team of 11. And next week, we'll be looking at great thirds throughout history. So just have a think over the weekend about that. Great thirds that you remember.
Now, before we go, Brian Fletcher, who is playing golf today, ironically finished where?
Third.
Exactly. He's been on the text. Here's what he's had to say. Let's have a listen.
G'day, guys. Well, it's that time of week again for Fletchies. Four Pines phone in on Fridays. What I want you to do is call in 1300 01 1170 and I want you to be frothing.
Okay, Brian, I'm opening up your text now. And he said, boys, loving the show. Mm. He said, I believe this is the most lovable Australian Olympic team we've ever had.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So he goes on to the listeners. 0457 736 736 is the text line. You can call us 1300 01 1170. He wants to know this. Of all the Australian Olympians, who is the one you adore most?
Yeah.
And then as he would typically do, Fletch, in brackets he says, and feel free to put in the slipper to the villains for the other countries who you didn't like at the Olympics. So that is the Fletchie's Friday phone-in, thanks to Four Pines. Let us know who your favourite all-time Australian Olympian is, and conversely, who is your nemesis, so to speak, when it comes to the other countries? Who's the person you want to put the slipper into when it comes to the Olympics? That is Fletchie's Friday phone-in, thanks to Four Pines. Is it the most likeable Australian Olympic team? We might put that up on the at Joel Fletch SEN, the Twitter handle as well, so you can vote that as well for the Four Pines poll. Is this the most likeable Australian Olympic team ever? This is Driving for Gold. Joel and Brendan today in the hot seat. Disco Dan is panelling in the absence of Gibbo. Brooksy's here again. A break and back with more.